The Holy Gospel appointed for the fourth Sunday after Pentecost, and as we celebrate Father's Day, joy, praise, and thanksgiving, is taken from the Gospel of St. Mark, the fourth chapter, beginning with verse 26. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." And he said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when sown on the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants, and puts out large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable, but privately to his own disciples, he explained everything. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to honor and love our fathers as you have commanded us, because there is a promise that we will live long and that it will be well with us. Therefore, send your Holy Spirit to be with us on this Father's Day as we listen to your command to honor, serve, and obey our fathers, and to hold them in love and esteem. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you on this joyous day as we celebrate Father's Day is taken from the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 16. "Honor your father and mother, as the Lord your God commanded you, so that you may live long and it may be well with you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you." This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, honor your father. And why? Because this is the only commandment of God with a promise. As a matter of fact, St. Paul writes in his letter to the Ephesians, chapter 4, beginning verse 1, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, that you may enjoy life on the earth." Not only that, but St. Paul also adds, saying, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the nurture, training, and instruction of the Lord." Dr. Martin Luther writes in his small catechism, in the explanation of the fourth commandment of our Lord, that we should fear and love God, that we may not despise our parents or masters, nor provoke them to anger, but give them honor, serve and obey them, and hold them in love and esteem. As a matter of fact, the best example we have in the Bible, other than Jesus, is Joseph in the Old Testament. As he honored and loved his father Jacob in his old age, after he had been sold by his brothers out of jealousy when he was young. We read in Genesis chapter 47 that when Joseph finally saw his father again, he threw his arms around him and wept, cried for a long time. That's how much Joseph loved and honored his father he hadn't seen for many years. Joseph even provided for his father and his brothers. When food became scarce and there was a famine throughout the whole land of Egypt and in Cana, and yet not everyone honored and loved their father. This was especially true of the sons of Eli in the Old Testament. As they grieved their father by their disobedience and their wickedness, they did not only dishonor their father, but they also had no regard or any respect to the Lord God and His temple. And as a result of their disobedience, their wickedness, the Lord punished them to death. That was also true of Absalom in the Old Testament, as he rebelled against his father and the king of Israel. He wanted to usurp the authority of his father as the king of Israel. And as a result of his disobedience and rebellion against his father David, he also died as the lock of his hairs got caught on a branch of a large oak tree. In the New Testament, this was also true of the prodigal son, as you well know. As he rebelled and went against his father by demanding his part of the inheritance. He wanted to get away from his father and do his own thing. But as soon as his money ran out, he found himself in great trouble and distress. He didn't have enough food to eat, and not even a place to sleep. So he decided in his mind to go back home to his father. He realized how foolish he had been to his father, but also unfair to his older brother who stayed home and helped his father. As soon as his father saw him from a distance, he was filled with love and compassion. We're told that he ran to his son, threw his arms around him and kissed him. But the son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son." And yet the father said to his servants, "Bring the best calf. Put a ring in his finger. Bring the best robe and let's celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found." Yes, this father loved his son very much. Even though he had disobeyed his father. The father did not only forgive him for his rebellion, but had a celebration when he finally came back home again. That was also true of the relationship between King David and his beloved son Absalom, we talked about earlier in the sermon. Even though Absalom rebelled against his father David and wanted to usurp his authority as the king of Israel, David continued to love his son very much and was ready to forgive him for his rebellion and take him back again. But unfortunately, that never happened. As you know, he died as the lock of his hair got caught on this large branch of an oak tree. David grieved, cried, wept, mourned his son. He covered his face, and with a loud voice he cried out, "Absalom! Oh, my son Absalom!" And yet neither the love of the father for his prodigal son nor the love of David for his son Absalom surpasses the love of God the Father for his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. And why? Because unlike the prodigal son, unlike Absalom, Jesus never, ever rebelled against his Father in heaven. He never rebelled against his earthly parents, Mary and Joseph, as they brought him up in the training and instruction of the Lord. On the contrary, Mary and Joseph were very pleased with Jesus until he left at the age of 30 and began his public ministry. God the Father was very pleased with his son Jesus at the mountain of transfiguration when he said, "This is my son whom I love. With him I am well pleased." As a matter of fact, God the Father was even more pleased when his one and only son was willing to become obedient as the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. The words of St. Paul in his letter to the Philippians, "Jesus made himself nothing as he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross." Yes, Jesus always wanted to please his Father in heaven, even if it meant suffering and dying for your sins and my sins, the sins of the whole world. Remember, it was excruciating for Jesus to have the nails piercing his hands and his feet, the crown of thorns embedded deeply into his head, and suffering for, 6 hours, until he couldn't take it anymore and said, "Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit." And then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit, and he died. As a matter of fact, this is what Jesus said of himself. "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Yes, may God the Father bless us here today through his Holy Spirit as we celebrate not only the love of the Father for his prodigal son, the love of David for his son Absalom, but especially the love of God the Father for his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, whom we worship today. God the Father was willing to give him up for us all as he suffered and died on this cross for our sins, so that through faith in Jesus, you and I have the forgiveness of all of our sins when we come and celebrate the Holy Sacrament. And Jesus touches us personally, calls us by name, and says, "Your sins are forgiven, go in peace." Yes, may children always honor and love their father. I still remember my dad. Ruth remembers her dad, and many of you here this morning remember your dads. Remember them? When you hugged them and they told you how much they loved you and how you in response said, "Dad, I love you." And for those of you who have your dads here today, love them. Let them know how much you really care about them as they love and care about you. Yes, let's follow the example of Joseph in the Old Testament when he wept for his father and hugged him and couldn't let go of him as we celebrate Father's Day. To heed the words of St. Paul, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. And to the children, love and honor your father so that you will live long on the earth and you will enjoy life to the fullest. May our prayer today be the words we sang in the hymn of the day. Oh, teach them with all diligence the truth of God's own word, to place in Him their confidence, to fear and trust the Lord. May God bless all of us here today as we honor, love our fathers. For those of you who have your father today, God bless you. Love them. Honor them. For those of us who don't have them here anymore, we treasure them in our hearts. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be and abide with us all as we continue to love, to honor our fathers. And as we love and honor our Heavenly Father in heaven, for sending Jesus to be our Savior. In Jesus' name, we ask and we pray. Amen.